And a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Uri-Tussiot, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. once again celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Zena from Belarus.
Hi, this is Sahat from San Marino.
Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Anita Skorgan with her cover of Valvoyor, which was the Norwegian Eurovision entry at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest, sung by Caroline Kruger. Basically, the song is an environmentally themed ballad, with Kruger describing a woman who is standing guard for our Earth. And the character is described as being something as an outcast due to her beliefs. However, the lyrics suggest that the woman's realization of the need to protect the Earth is something which should be shared more broadly across society. Deep stuff there, but Anita Skorgan, now she's amazing. She's Norwegian, a singer and songwriter, but she was actually born in Gothenburg on the 13th of November, so it's almost her birthday, in 1958. She's currently 60 years old. She was once married to Jahn Teigen, another successful Norwegian singer-songwriter, and they were both consistently in the tabloids, and the two were considered the first superstar celebrity couple in Norway. Now, Anita Skorgan has a beautiful voice, and she's represented Norway a total of 5 times, twice as a solo artist, once with Jahn Teigen, and as a backing singer in 1983, and also Finn Frölich's backing singer at the 1981 contest, yes, which we all remember. Poor old Finn Frölich was got no point that year. Awkward, especially when sort of the group behind that entry weren't ABBA exactly, but some of the members there were involved in that entry. So yeah, it's quite a bit of a shock there. But she represented Norway in 1977 with the song Casanova, coming 14th, and then she had a little bit more success in Jerusalem in 1979 with her amazing song called Oliver, which was in 11th place. So, because that had a little bit more prestige, Oliver, I'm going to play Casanova. Just turn it on its head. Yes, I'm going to play Casanova. This is Norway 1977. This is a really fun, easy listening song. And I'll tell you, after the next couple of songs, what to expect in this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM 92.3.
Har du sett en mann med godt humør? En som tror han en stor charmør? Alle tiders Don Juan kaller seg for Superman. Vet det godt, for jeg gift med han. Han dro hjemme fra en fredag kveld, skulle gå en tur og tok farvel. Men nå jeg litt i tvil, borte jo dress og bil. Kan jeg ta det hele med et smil? For han den store Casanova.
My reality. When the doctors came to take a look. Seems I was exhibiting every symptom in the book. In the end, there was nothing they could do.
Would you believe that song lost to Dustin the Turkey in the Irish Eurovision National Final 2008, Eurosong 2008? Yes, that is Leona Dalli. Yes, with Not Crazy After All. It was composed by herself and Steve Booker. The song was performed by Leona in a dark coat that was taken off during the performance to reveal a red dress. She looked amazing. She really, really did. Now, after placing last in Eurovision 2007, RTE announced that they would review their position in the contest, with Tara O'Brien of RTE saying that they would definitely be having a sit down and looking at our geographical position and go through the whole process. Well, RTE reached a consensus and agreed to change the selection process to revert to a national song contest, which they'd done for years and years before in the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, etc. Now, the national song contest format was used in Ireland. Obviously, many Irish winners came out of that. And Eurosong 2008 was the name of the Irish National Final. And it was an open call for songs by RTE, and it was conducted with a deadline of submissions set for the 23rd of January 2008. A judging panel, including Irish Eurovision winner in 1992, Linda Martin, reduced the shortlist of entries from 150 songs to just 6 songs. Now, one of the 150 songs submitted were many previous national finals, Irish national final songwriters, including Carl Bodrick, who wrote the Irish Eurovision entry in 2005 for Donna and Joe, Niall Mooney, who was the singer and song, no, the songwriter for the Irish national final in 2004, Mark Roberts, who came second for Ireland at the 97 contest, and various other bits and bobs. Also, there were three jurors there, including Louis Walsh, X Factor, Dana, winner for 1970, and Maria Stefanovic, who won for Serbia that year. Dear oh me, it was quite a shocking experience, put it that way. Right, we've got Rob's Random Request coming up soon. We have requests from Robert Wallstrom. We have Live and Kicking, Dream World, and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. But first up, we have our first request. And we're going across the pond to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And we're going to go and say hello to the wonderful Javier. Take it away.
Hello, Kieran. This is Javier Leal speaking to you from Montreal, Canada. And today I'd like to request a song by Blas Cantó. He'll represent his native country, Spain, in the Eurovision Song Contest 2020 in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. So as of today, November the 3rd, 2019, here's one of his latest hits to date, El No Soy Yo, He's Not Me, and he plays here on the Eurovision Showcase. Kieran, my friend, thank you so much again for letting me be part of the show, and I hope you have a good one. Bye, enjoy this one.
I can't wait, my friend. Thank you.
Vuelve a pensar en él, no le dejes irse, no. Oyes voces sin control, voces que dicen que él lo superó y te tocó perder. Te tortura sin razón, ya no las oigas, por favor. Solo escucha mi voz, porque aquí estoy yo. Pronuncia mi nombre, el tren pasa una vez y prometo que te llevaré conmigo aquí a sitios donde él no quiso ir. No temas al amor, entiéndelo, él no soy yo. Sin dudar, la
aquí estoy yo. Pronuncia mi nombre, el tren pasa una vez y prometo que te llevaré conmigo aquí a sitios donde él no quiso ir. No temas al amor, entiéndelo, él no soy yo. Dibujaré sin dudar la paz en tu mirada frágil como el cristal. Él solo fue dolor, entiéndelo, él no soy yo. Él no soy yo.
With a Million Years from Melody Festival and the Swedish Eurovision National Final 2017. Now that is one of Rob's favourite songs.
It actually was my favourite song of the whole year, regardless of whether it was Eurovision or not. I absolutely loved that song, and I think it should have won and represented Sweden.
Yes, because Robin Bengt's song
was a bit personalityless.
Yeah.
And a bit rigid.
It was a bit.
Everything was a bit too slick.
Slick, yeah. Swift and slick.
Yeah. So, yes. Anyway, I have a year.
Oh, no. Hang on. Oh, we have to introduce something, don't we, Rob? So what are we doing now?
Rob's random request.
Yes, it's time for Rob's random request. Now, this is a part of the show, if you've been living under a rock, this is where Rob picks a random Eurovision song, completely at random, with two hats full of paper. One has paper with little bits of paper with years on, and the other hat has little bits of paper with countries on, all who have participated at the Eurovision Song Contest. So, Rob, what first is going to be your year.
Okay, okay. So the year is 2008.
Oh my gosh. We played a song from the Irish Eurovision National Final in 2008, just a moment ago.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that clearly.
No. That's okay.
Right, I'm not in the room the whole time.
No, no.
Okay, so country.
Rob has things to do in the studio.
I do.
Outside the studio.
So country, let's have a look. Right, I've got one. United Kingdom.
Oh my gosh. We're going to play Andy Abraham's Even If.
God, that's an awful song.
Oh, he's lovely though.
I'm sure he's very nice, but it's a very boring song. Sorry, guys.
Oh, controversial. Controversial Rob.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, do you remember much about it though?
It's called Even If.
Yeah.
Even if the world was turning. So yeah, I do remember it vaguely. That's it.
Yes, I do.
It's not good.
Aww. Well, it came last.
Last.
Came last, along with the German entry, which was No Angels with Disappear, and they sang horrifically on the night.
See, if you want an album called No Angel, buy Dido's album. It's brilliant.
Yeah, true.
It's a bit of a product placement there.
And then we had Isis G for Poland came last as well with her ballad, which the name escapes me now. It was all right. She had real big teeth. I remember that for sure.
I'm so glad you said teeth.
It was all about the It was all about the teeth when you watch a performance. But at the end of the day, you need to see this German entry from No Angels in 2008, because I don't know what happened, but they got no points other than 12 points from Bulgaria. So what were they smoking? I have no idea. So
something good.
Yeah, it must be. I want some of that. So now, oh God. Right, let's let the lovely Andy introduce the show, introduce his own song. Yeah.
Hi guys, this is Andy Abraham from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Even If. I hope you enjoy it.
You're keeping me fascinated. No, I ain't running all over town. I feel so intoxicated. I'm struggling to keep my feet on the ground. I'm not playing, girl. This ain't no game at all. And for the first time, I'm not looking for love. So come here, baby. Listen to me.
grenades but heaven fires pushta. Finn ég engan hjartslátt eða hvað. Hjarta mitt hlaupið burt frá mér. En það hefur kannski fundið skjól hjá þér.
Isn't that awesome? That is a song from the Icelandic Eurovision national final in 1987 from Songs for Kepnin back then. The song is called Norðurljós, which means Northern Lights in Icelandic. And that is the incredible, lovely, and just all-round good guy, Eliafjör Kristjánsson. Yes, who is one half of Chris of Stefan and Ifi. Yes, shortened a little bit. They represented Iceland at the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest all the way in Rome, and with their amazing song Nina. Yes, Nina was awesome, and it came 15th with 26 points, but my goodness me, it deserved so much more, so much more. But Norðurljós is just cheesy but fun, and that's what we like here on the Eurovision Showcase. Right, now sit back and relax and enjoy me keeping you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, today is Sunday, the 3rd of November 2019, and it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news right here on Forest FM with me, your host, Kieran Aritasiat. Well, the biggest news from this past week is the fact that Bulgaria are due to come back at the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest, and they will announce their artists later this month on the 25th of November. Plans are underway in the Bulgarian broadcaster, so stay tuned for more information. Now, if you would like to represent Finland at next year's Eurovision Song Contest, you certainly can. The Finnish broadcaster YLE has opened submissions. So if you want to get in contact with them, then please do via their website. Now, there has been some mixed signals coming from the Hungarian broadcaster MTVA, as they have declined to numerous Eurovision news websites to give clarity on the fact that their national final, which has been used for the many, many years, Adal, will not be picking their entrant for the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest. I mean, fans are getting nervous about it, but obviously until we get the final say, then we'll know. Loïc Notet, who represented Belgium and came fourth for them at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Rhythm Inside, has got a brand new single, and it's called Candy. Destiny Chicanera, who represented Malta at the Junior Eurovision in 2015 and ended up winning, has auditioned for the X Factor Malta and could be winning that show and representing Malta next year at Eurovision 2020. And finally, the slogan for next year's Eurovision Song Contest has been revealed, and it's called Open Up. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hey, this is Luca Henny from Switzerland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, She Got Me, Enjoy.
When she go low, when she go low, she goes all low, she goes all low. Oh, she know, oh, she know, she got me dirty dancing, dirty dancing.
This is Leonora from Denmark, and this is my song. It's called Love is Forever. I hope you enjoy it.
Love is forever. Love is forever. And everyone. Love is forever.
This is Katerin Duska from Greece. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Better Love. Enjoy.
Gotta get better love, better love. Hold ever after. Way to love, who you love. Ooh, ooh. Better love, better love. Hold ever after. Way to love, who you love.
Ooh. Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Du skal få din dag i morgen,
Cheery is that. It makes you feel good, doesn't it? Well, it does for me. That is Venka Mil with her song Du Skalfa Din Da in Moron, which came third in the Norwegian Eurovision National Final in 1992. Coming second that year was Tor Endosson with Radio Luxembourg, and coming first was Merte Tron with Vishuna Fragende. Coming first there. So, that is a good song. Venka Mir, back in 1968, the same year as Cliff Richard, came second with Congratulations for the United Kingdom, and Maciel with La 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 came first for Spain in 1968. Yes, in the Royal Albert Hall, Venka Mir sang an amazing song called In Heito Liebe, came, and that came sixth. Yes. And now it's time for our next request, and it's Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. So, Gukveld to you, my friend, and it's now time for your request. This is going to the Polish Eurovision National Final in 2008. Random is, of course, but then it wouldn't be a Robert Wallström request if it wasn't random, of course. So, now this song was rejected for Melody Festival and the Swedish Eurovision National Final in 2008. It's actually quite good, actually. I really do like it. So, get a load of this. This is Man Meadow with Viva la Musica, Poland's Eurovision National Final in 2008.
Come here, stay close to me, let's
It is now time for Dream World.
Dream World, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream World, across the clear blue sky.
Now this week we're going to the year 2008, and obviously, as we mentioned earlier, Andy Abraham with Even If came last, sadly, in Belgrade at the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. Now this song got to number one here in the United Kingdom back in early March of 2008, and it got to number one all over Europe, and I'll mention where it got number one. It got to number one in Austria, in the Netherlands, in Germany, Hungary, Ireland, Norway, Portugal, Switzerland, obviously here in the United Kingdom, and randomly also in Venezuela. But it also charted in the Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, in France, Greece, Japan, New Zealand, and where else? Goodness me. Oh, and the United States, all over in their random Billboard charts. So, this is the song which should have gone to represent the UK at Eurovision, I believe. And if there was a jet rocket after Scooch, this would have been it to take us to the top of the scoreboard. Here is the amazing Duffy with Mercy.
Yeah.
Duffy with Mercy right here on Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. This week's Dream World, yes, a song which I would have loved to have represented the United Kingdom at Eurovision, and that would have been it in 2008. Oh, yes. Right, it's now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, and this week we're going to the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest held in the Malmö Ice Hockey Stadium in Malmö, Sweden. Yes, just over the Øresund, the bridge from Copenhagen, Denmark. Yes, and now it is time for us to play the winner of the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest. It is the Irish entry. Yes, it's time for Linda Martin, representing Ireland with the song Why Me, written by Johnny Logan.
Sometimes I watch you passing by my window, and sometimes I watch you passing through my dreams. And sometimes when I look at you, you take my breath away. Sometimes I try and understand your reasons. You choose to feel the way you feel about. Sometimes when I turn around and you're there like today, and listen to the beating of your heart. And sometimes when you're lying there, you take my breath away. And I wanna say, why me? I look at you and I get to feeling, why me? I know it's true, but
what a wonderful song and performance there by Linda Martin, representing Ireland and winning the Eurovision in 1992 with Why Me? Oh yes. Right, that is it for another episode here of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri Tussiet. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. here at GMT, 6 p.m. Central European Time for the Eurovision Showcase, of course. Now, if you missed this show or previous shows, then head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, or any podcast app, including Podbean, search for the Eurovision Showcase. I've got enough time to squeeze another song in. Here is Bosnia and Herzegovina 2005, Fenenem with Call Me. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravide sein, bis lat, dobizenia, and I'll see you all very soon. Toodaloo!
Call me! And there was quiet, but after all I'm not denying.